April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So set the scene for us. Like, yeah, tell us what is the week? You get out there Sunday, the Eagles get out there Sunday. What does the week look like for the Eagles,
right,
for the Super Bowl? Like, set the scene for everyone who obviously will not be out there, or the people who are going out there. Like, yeah, let everyone know what it's like out there.
And a lot of people have DM'd us asking whether they should go or stay home. So maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But so on Sunday, they arrive at, again, 5 o'clock. And this is a good thing, too. Arizona's 2 hours earlier. Remember that for everybody. So they arrive at 3 p.m. on Sunday. I think then they just go to their hotel, they check in, they might have like a team meeting that night to like go over all the information, but they don't have anything else Sunday night. Monday, the first thing they have media-wise is media night. So that'll be the big, you know, that's like what everyone's used to seeing, where there's like the Nick Jr. people, you know, all like those crazy media outlets, all those type of things.
Real quick, I have the list of Eagles.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
So these are the Eagles, and you tell me if they're missing anyone or anyone you thought would be up there isn't. But these are, so they obviously can only have a certain amount of number of players.
And it's an hour long. So I think it's
on the risers, as they say.
I think it's 8 o'clock our time.
8 o'clock our
time. I think 8 o'clock Eastern
time. Okay, so
here,
the following Eagles will be on the risers for Super Bowl media night on Monday. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, obviously.
Yes.
A.J. Brown, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Hassan Reddick, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Darius Slay, Miles Sanders.
I think I'd say Michael Scott for a minute.
I was going to. For some reason, Michael Scott was in my head there, but Miles Sanders, not Michael Scott. Michael Scott on the podium, can you imagine?
What a treat. He would be loving
what
himself.
What a treat.
I think there's one obvious one that's a little interesting.
So Devontae, you would think player-wise, but also he doesn't seem like someone who would care that much.
He's
about
also
not being
very
on the,
quiet.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they went to Devontae and they're like, hey, Devontae, like, do you care if you're on the risers? And he was like, no, not at all.
Like, he might even be like, I don't want to do
he
it.
He might be like, I don't want to do it.
I just know? Do think in a...
I think he, look, he's a more important player than Miles Sanders. Like, he should be up there ahead of Miles or whatever.
Now, Miles is starting, excuse me,
string running back and stuff, but still, like, Devontae...
This is the first time I've yawned on this whole time. But, and I'm a big yawner.
Yeah,
so.
You've yawned before.
Yeah. I do think in a season where they've had to do the delicate dance of, it's a little interesting, AJ has one and Devontae doesn't, but I agree, like, there's only so many, he probably didn't want to do it, Devontae's not a big talker, he's a quiet
Dallas
guy.
Dallas was the only other one, but he's not a big talker either, he's the only other one stature-wise.
Dallas would be good at it,
You would think would be warranting
I feel like you have to put Mailata, Lane, and Kelsey, like, those are requirements.
So, yeah, so you've got...
You have to put Hurts, you have to put AJ...
Yeah, you have to put Reddick,
Nick,
almost one DP a year, and you have to put the classic guys, and you have to put Darius Slay.
Yeah, so what are they, 10?
So that's why I said Miles. Miles is the only one where you could argue one way or the other.
I agree.
I think the other guys are flat-out locks.
Yeah, you're not doing Bradbury. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will be really good.
I thought
at
about
it.
Him too. Yeah. But again, like, I think Miles for Devontae or whatever. I think that's the spot. But I think the first ones are all just, yeah. Of course you do. Like, you could argue Mailata not, but Mailata's the most charismatic.
Well, Mailata's going to be one of the
like,
most.
Like, he'll start singing. Oh, my God. You know, like, I mean, they have to have him there.
You know how many people are going to ask him to
honestly,
sing?
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if the NFL said, you have to have Mailata on the
yeah, risers. I think the NFL probably had some say for sure.
What do you mean, probably? Of course they did. Yeah, this is their freaking product.
Yeah,
this is their freaking day.
You're right. They probably decided.
I am sure they gave. I'll bet you they gave a list of Eagles, like 15 players who they were allowed to do.
Are the ones,
and the Eagles went from there. It would be my guess. So these guys will be on the stage Monday night at media night. Obviously, we all know the crazy questions.
Yeah,
the guys
it'll be all that
costume,
stuff.
All
yeah,
that stuff. All right, where's
so
it
then,
go from there?
I think there'll be a moment where they like meet on stage. They did this in 17, where like Nick shook Tom Brady's hand. Some people love that, and like you know they like did questions together. So maybe there'll be that. The Chiefs are next, so they'll
Jalen
do
Jalen and Patrick, I could see that.
Jalen and Patrick, you know? Nick and Andy, you know, like it'll, so it'll be good. Tuesday, there's, I believe, so Tuesday, I think they might practice like almost every day, or they'll walk through some days, but Tuesday they talk, they have media obligations with us. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they have media. Those will be more like normal-ish. Like there'll be a ton more media, so there'll be guys at tables and podiums and stuff, but it won't be like, I'm not going to see them practice. I'm not going to
see a walkthrough.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see wherever they practice. They'll be at the Cardinals thing. I'm 99% sure. They'll be a pool reporter, but I think
they are going to be at the Cardinals. Apparently, they'll be at the Cardinals in Kansas City, but Arizona State.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
is that because we were the home team? Do we get to like choose first? Because you would obviously prefer the pro to the. I mean, they're
probably very similar.
Who knows?
And then Friday, there's nothing. Saturday, obviously, the day before the game. And then Sunday. They play the game.
The big game.
But there'll also probably be a lot of things like, you know, Jason Kelce, I think, is doing a live pod with Travis Kelce. Like, you will see players like.
By the way,
I
listened to some of it. It's very good.
It's unbelievable. It's unreal how
good
it
is. Don't listen to any other pods, but if you want to check it out, that's fine.
Yeah.
But not at our expense. It's
long. Listen to us.
It's a long listen. It's too long. 2 hours.
It is long. I think it's probably because they do it once a week.
Come on,
you know, it's long. It's a long pod.
I'm saying 2 hours as we do like 50-minute pods daily.
Yeah, we do, you know, 4 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah.
More than that, actually, with Go Birds Radio. But, yeah, so I think, like, so today is Friday. They're going to practice today. They have a walkthrough tomorrow. This will be, like, the time where they get the most in. And then next week will be, they'll practice for sure. Like, they'll do work and have meetings and all those things. But next week will be the difference. You know, I mean, it will be, like, the different feeling of doing all that, so.
Well, so when we had Rodney on a couple days ago, we talked about that. And he talked about how important it was for them that they tried to keep everything exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like they did their Saturday night team dinner the way they normally do. They practiced at the same times. They tried to like, he's like, it really did feel for us like as much as possible, a normal week. I'm assuming that'll be the attempt from the Eagles.
And look, the Chiefs have this as well because they've been through it. But it isn't, look, it's a value that Howie has been there. Now the coaching staff, not a lot of them.
No,
have been
but
they can talk to Howie.
And also,
the leaders on the team.
Kelce, I mean,
Lane,
like
all those
important people on the team.
But I also think
and
even
Stout was here for it too.
Even just like we talked about this earlier in the week, but even just the fact that a lot of people in the organization have been there in terms of planning everything,
no
like
doubt.
It's a second run through.
No
I mean,
doubt.
Even for me and you, like we've been through a Super Bowl coverage, so we know better what to expect, how to handle it. And I think that matters for the Eagles. Now, again, the Chiefs have done it too. So they
the Chiefs have done it quite a bit.
Yeah. The Chiefs have done it twice. Andy's done it multiple times, right? Yep. So they have that advantage too. But, you know, if you want to look at experience in a Super Bowl, it obviously favors the Chiefs. But it does help that the Eagles have a not insignificant amount of people on the team and the organization that have been through
this. They have more, way more when you conclude organizationally, way more than did it in 2017 that worked out then. And again, they were going up against if you want to talk organizationally and team,
like their standard
literally
year.
Like 95% of the people who were a part of that are on the field and off had played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or gone through a Super Bowl thing or multiple.
And again,
so,
you know
again, I think experience is I'm not going to totally say experience doesn't matter in any way, shape or form, but I think we know that experience is not a reason that the Eagles lose.
And look, Jalen's playing in big games matters, right? Like all those things.
Like you've said many times. Like, in terms of just eyes on you, like, yes, the Super Bowl is the biggest, but in the moment, it can't feel that much bigger than playing in the national championship
Alabama-Auburn.
Pretty
similar.
Or, yeah, like even the SEC championship game or whatever. It's got to be like at least somewhat similar.
Yeah, I think Jalen will be fine.
I think, honestly, the weirdest thing is with the Super Bowl is it doesn't feel like a normal game, not from a from a too much hype from an in the stadium.
I agree.
I feel like normally you're just used to like fans going crazy one way or the other, whereas this is kind of like a mix. And sometimes it could be sterile and there could be a lot of like business people there or this or that. And it doesn't have that.
Yeah, 100.
I mean, well, you would be able to speak to this better than I would. Because what you've heard a million times.
Yeah, it's true. But I saw this tweet. I think it was from Dan Orlovsky, of all people, saying something like 4 times as many tickets have been sold in Pennsylvania as Missouri. So I do think you're going to see a lot.
I think so, too. Yeah, why wouldn't they? Again, we just talked about this. They've been there, what, two? This is their third time since we went. Just in the last couple of years. Like fans show up for that first one in a big way, but then when they're another and another, like, we've had a gap. Eagles fans already love to travel.
Yeah.
And think about how many expensive. They are, but also think about with just one, how many Eagles fans didn't get to go to that last one who wanted to this time. Maybe that's a good time to get into it. Great segue. Purposeful. I know.
Yeah.
So the people who reach out and saying if they should go, I think it's obviously a very personal decision in a lot of ways, and you can't go wrong. Here's what I'll say from my perspective. And again, I am not going, but if I could have gone.
Go ahead.
I would have gone this year. So I didn't want to go in 2017.
Well, now, just to be clear, are you saying you would have gone as a media member?
I'm saying if I were a fan
and you could afford it.
So 2017. Right. Yeah. And you could, of course.
Yeah. No, I think that's part of the discussion.
Of course
it is.
Yeah. If you can't afford it, don't.
Right.
Know.
Yeah.
But my point is that in 2017, like this, regardless of my job, like that as a fan in 2017, I wanted to be here. Like I didn't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like obviously, like if someone offered me a free ticket, you never know what happened. But like I didn't want to go to the Super Bowl. I wanted to be here for it because I thought we were going to win and I wanted to go to City Hall. I wanted to feel what Philadelphia felt like the first time the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like I preferred to be here. I did that. It was amazing. And it'll be amazing again. But this time, since I got that opportunity to experience it here and be a part of it here, I would love to be in the stadium and see what it's like to go to a Super Bowl and go to the Eagles
and see what it's like.
So my advice would be, if you feel really good about your experience here last time, if you feel like you got to do the go to City Hall or hang with your friends or Frankfurt and Kotman or whatever your version of what, I was at the Fillmore, I watched the Super Bowl with thousands of Eagles fans losing our minds, having the best time together. And then we all paraded to City Hall. We're out all night celebrating. Like, it was a perfect night. It was one of the 3 to 4 greatest nights of my life, without a doubt. It's like that, Zoe being born, McSorley's, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
That's the lineup,
that's
you know?
The list, yeah.
So, like, Bryce Harper home run, I'll toss that one in there. That was a good one, too.
But
literally one of the great, great, great nights of my life. And I got that experience. And it'll be great again here. But since I had that way, if I had a choice this year, if it was, you know, in front of me and I could afford it and whatever, I would go to the Super Bowl.
So, look, I think that a big part of this discussion is about money. And realistically, it's just something where if you actually think you can spend $12,000 on 2 tickets to go, then like, yeah, it would be awesome. I'm not disputing that. But here would be my advice. If you're like listening to the pod and you're saying, man, I really want to go to Arizona, but let's be honest, I certainly wouldn't spend.
I couldn't afford
to go. Exactly. Right?
I would need my company to send me.
Right. There's literally no shame, right?
But I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah. It's a ton of money, a ton of money, right? But I do think a good workaround for this would be this. I think if you want to go to Arizona, be a part of it. Look, it feels like winter outside. I would fly in like Wednesday or Thursday, right? Well, first I'll check out Fans of Philly, but that's obvious. I would fly in Wednesday or Thursday. I would fly back Tuesday because the flights are cheaper. So you would be there like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then you fly out Tuesday. I would find like an Eagles bar or a tailgate. Again, Fans of Philly. But, like, I would find those things. But I think there would be something cool about just being in the city, and it'd be okay not going to the game because there'll be a lot of people that are there that are not going to the game.
Sure.
So I agree with your point. The cool part is being in the stadium. Like, that would be awesome for sure. But there is a coolness, too, about just being there, seeing all the Eagles fans, seeing the Super Bowl stuff. Like, I think there's a lot
seeing
of different—
the Hurts and Mahomes banner
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be, look, like, there'll be events where players, not current Eagles probably, but former Eagles will probably be out there, like, all those things.
Probably.
Yeah, they will.
They will, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I just don't know who the list
is. Right, of course, but they will be out there.
100%.
Stuff will be happening.
Yeah, Corey Clement, I think I've seen, is going to be out there.
There'll be cool events happening. There'll be stuff happening. And to your point, like, there'll be a bunch of Look, it's always fun when there's a bunch of Eagles fans in a different city together.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
I've seen in every city. I can't imagine for the Super Bowl.
That's where you say, go Birds,
exactly,
like, go Birds, go Birds, go Birds.
So I think that I agree with you that, like, being in Philly would be unbelievable. But I don't think it's a, if you're going, you have to go to the game thing.
Sure.
I think that makes sense. You can go.
There will be enough fans watching the game. It'll be the same. If you were going to watch at a bar here, you could watch at a bar there and have a very similar experience.
And have tons of fans. Yeah.